The past two summers have seen record low sea ice levels in the Arctic. Scientists with NASA and the National Snow and Ice Data Center say that as of last Friday, sea ice covered 1.74 million square miles of the Arctic, the second lowest level on record. The melt-off means increased shipping traffic through the Northwest Passage, a route that goes over the top of the world and has long been talked about as an alternative to the Panama Canal. But it also means an increase in the number of cruise ships and recreational boaters in the region. One such boat stopped in Kodiak this week. KMXT's Casey Kelly has more.
Walt Jones is the owner and captain of the Geraldine, a 46-foot former Maine lobster boat that he converted into a yacht over the past 2 years.
So people ask, is it the boat that caused you to do the Northwest Passage, or did the Northwest Passage attraction cause you to get the boat? And the answer is kind of yes, in both directions.
Jones is a tall man, maybe 6'3 or 6'4, not exactly the type of guy you'd expect to be comfortable in the cramped 400 square feet of living space aboard the Geraldine. But have him give you a tour, and clearly he is. Just listen to him describe the pilot house slash salon.
What we say about this is that this is our living room, dining room, family room, den, you know, general purpose room. The whole thing is everything happens right here.
Below deck, there's a small galley, a pair of staterooms, and two tiny bathrooms. It's in this space that Jones and a revolving door crew, including his wife Kip, his boss, and his boss's son, have spent 2.5 months journeying across the top of the world. They started in Southwest Harbor, Maine in late June and arrived in Kodiak Sunday night. Their final destination is Sitka, which they hope to reach in a couple of weeks, and where the Geraldine will stay permanently. When asked what in the world possessed him to try such a trip, Jones says because it's there.
You know, it's an opportunity to do something that most people wouldn't normally do. And so there was a challenge of it. We have loved Southeast Alaska for some time, and we wanted a boat to be up here. And so we looked for a suitable vessel, and we thought when we found one in Maine, we thought, why not do this trip? So we did an extensive refurbishment on the boat with the intention then of doing the Northwest Passage.
Kip Jones was aboard for the whole trip up until Nome, when she flew back to the family's home in the San Francisco Bay Area for a little break and to take care of some personal business. She rejoined in Kodiak and says despite the close quarters, there's been little, if any, tension, something she attributes to the home-cooked meals she prepared every day.
I think if everybody smells something good cooking and knows that they're going to get something wonderful to eat for lunch or breakfast or dinner, and then to sit down together, it just sort of soothes that away. I think it happens in a home, but I think on the boat it was particularly important.
Besides the Joneses, the trip has also included Walt's boss, Pat Robertson, not the televangelist, and his son Shane, who joined up in Newfoundland. Walt, who worked high-tech jobs in Silicon Valley before becoming the major fundraiser for the nonprofit and non-denominational City Team Ministries, says it's easy to take a leave of absence from your job when you invite your boss along for the ride.
And the other little interesting tidbit is that he's my boss at City Team, but I was his boss on Geraldine.
Pat Robertson departed in Unalaska. Shane Robertson will leave once they reach Seward. Throughout the trip, Shane has served as the unofficial mechanic, fixing the Geraldine's engine anytime she broke down. He says there's a huge sense of pride having gone through the Northwest Passage, which is still mostly ice, with only the tiniest slivers of open water to navigate through.
When you see an expanse of ice and you've got to work your way through it, there's a great sense of accomplishment after coming through it. Even after with all of the failures, when you get to the end of it and you kind of look back and you say, we've made it through all of this, that is a huge highlight.
However, Walt Jones says the most difficult part of the trip wasn't going through the ice, which actually calms the ocean. The toughest part, he says, was the Bering Sea.
The Bering Sea is very unforgiving, and there's no place to go, and so you just have to tough it out, and it was pretty rough.
Conditions for the trip turned out to be a little less ideal this summer than they were last year, but Jones says there were still three other boats under 60 feet that made the trip. He says as far as anyone knows, there have only been 34 boats in history that have done it, but he expects that it will become more common in the future.
I think so. The first American boat went through under 60 feet last year, and that was a boat called Cloud 9. It was a Bowman 57-foot sailboat. And they basically run the front page of the Wall Street Journal saying that they actually had no issues with ice whatsoever. They sailed right through. And so I thought many more people would attempt it this year, and I was quite surprised that they didn't. And I think we'll see more development. You know, Nome is putting extensive infrastructure in, getting ready for traffic.
The Geraldine left Kodiak Tuesday, heading to Seward. From Seward, they were planning to cruise past Columbia Glacier and make a few stops in Prince William Sound, then continue on to their final destination of Sitka. I'm Casey Kelly.